This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is DeAndre Hopkins a Hall of Famer? Because I was thinking about this as I was driving in today. I mean, wouldn't the comparison be Andre Johnson? Andre Johnson never really played with a lot of great quarterbacks, put up a lot of numbers over the course of his career, and he recently made the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Now, I would say that Andre Johnson was better than DeAndre Hopkins has been, but they're pretty comparable. Andre Johnson has more catches. He has more yards, but he does have fewer touchdowns. Andre Johnson has, I would say, accomplished maybe a little bit more than D-Hop has accomplished as well. Hopkins has made the Pro Bowl 5 times. Andre Johnson has made it 7 times. DeAndre Hopkins does have one more All-Pro than Andre Johnson does, but Andre Johnson led the NFL in catches multiple times, also led it in yards multiple times. D-Hop has only led the NFL in touchdown catches. So I think D-Hop is like right there on the fringe. You know who I think D-Hop is? I think he's wide receiver Donovan McNabb. Donovan McNabb was really, really good for a long period of time. I don't think Donovan McNabb is getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's who I think D-Hop is, but I'm at least open to the possibility that I could be wrong. I will say this about D-Hop. If he has a very strong rest of this season and this team wins the Super Bowl, DeAndre Hopkins is going into the Hall of Fame. That is the difference to me. The biggest reason that Mike Evans is going in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion, is he played with Tom Brady. He played with Tom Brady. You got the 1 year in which you played with Tom Brady, you played well, you won a Super Bowl, so whenever I go on there, I will not look at the lack of all pros, I will not look at the lack of Pro Bowls or lack of time that you led the NFL in a statistic. It says that you were on a team that won the Super Bowl, and that is the difference in a lot of these cases of if you make it or don't make it. If D-Hop and this team make the Super Bowl, that will be just enough to get DeAndre Hopkins over the hump. He will make the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so a couple things. One, first things first, do not mention Donovan McNabb in the Hall of Fame ever again. He can go there as a visitor, but Donovan McNabb, nothing about Donovan McNabb is Hall of Fame. Not close, not sniffing it, not just out, not Hall of Good. Your analogy game with Donovan McNabb there was weak because Donovan McNabb is not even an iota of a thought of a Hall of Famer. Is he even on the ballot? Is he allowed to be on the ballot? No. He is not a Hall of Famer.
The only reason that Donovan McNabb isn't on the Hall of Fame conversation is because the criteria for quarterback to get in is so high to get in.
He threw like 20 touchdowns a year. Come on. He threw less touchdowns a year than Troy Aikman, who shouldn't be in the Hall either.
I mean, we know why Aikman is in, though. He was the quarterback of the Cowboys in the 90s. Yeah, that guy is getting in.
I get why Aikman's in. He shouldn't be in, but I get it. He and McNabb's stats are the Spider-Man meme, so don't do this with Donovan McNabb. He shouldn't be in. Did he throw for 30 in a single season?
Yeah, I'm looking at DeAndre Hopkins, and maybe my criteria for the Hall of Fame is just so high now at this point. I think we're letting in a lot of good players, and DeAndre Hopkins has been great. Don't get me wrong. DeAndre Hopkins has been great. This is an all-time receiver.
Let me ask you this.
I'm just really quick. I'm looking at his numbers. The numbers that DeAndre Hopkins has put up, there's going to be 10 receivers from this era that do this. This is what Jalen Waddle's going to be by the time he's done with his career. Jalen Waddle's going to have like 6 or 7 1,000-yard seasons. He's going to have a couple of big numbers. And then we're going to look at him and be like, Jalen Waddle should go in the Hall of Fame? Like, no. This is what Devontae Smith should go in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I think we're starting to get to the point with quarterback and wide receiver that you got to, me, look a little bit beyond the numbers. And that's my biggest argument with Mike Evans. Is Mike Evans a good wide receiver? Of course. But it used to be, you had to be Randy Moss to get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. You had to be Marvin Harrison and T.O. Now we're letting DeAndre Hopkins into the Hall of Fame. I would not vote for D-Hop if I had a vote.
Let me ask you this. Is Julio Jones a Hall of Famer?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I think Julio was better than him, though.
What's the difference?
To me, though, I'll say this, though. The only wide receiver from his era that I would say is better than him is Larry Fitzgerald.
Well, does Antonio Brown count as that era? I don't know how that era works because Antonio Brown. Either way, Julio Jones is a guy that I think you have in the Hall of Fame. He's DeAndre Hopkins. Yes, DeAndre Hopkins has less Pro Bowls, but more All Pros. He has more touchdowns and more receptions, but less yards. He will finish with more yards. Most people listening, yourself included, lean toward, I think, Julio Jones is a Hall of Famer. So if you have Julio Jones in, you have to put DeAndre Hopkins in. It's that simple.
I mean, I would like to point out that Julio Jones was on the All-Decade team, and DeAndre Hopkins had a chance to be on the All-Decade team.
That's true.
They both played in the same generation, the same era, the same everything. DeAndre Hopkins got drafted in 2013. He could have been on the All-Decade team. He was not, and Julio Jones was on that team. I'm asking this question. They all played during the same era. Antonio Brown was better than D-Hop. Larry Fitzgerald was better than him. Calvin Johnson was better than him and Julio Jones. Now we're letting the eighth or ninth best wide receiver from the 2010s, that guy now, your guy Mike Evans isn't even on this list. Mike Evans was never any of these wide receivers. Mike Evans has been a good wide receiver who has been a number one who gets all the targets for 10 years, and now we put him in the same conversation as Calvin Johnson? No, I'm not doing it.
Let me do a little bit of stretching with his era. If Calvin Johnson, who was drafted in the pre-2010s,
okay,
I mean, and Larry Fitzgerald, who was playing at Pitt in the 90s, if that's the same era, I mean, that's
the 90s is crazy.
That's a little bit of stretch.
The 90s is crazy.
I'm pretty sure he went to Pitt as a freshman in like 99. So there's a little bit of stretching of his era between Fitzgerald and Calvin Johnson.
Let me ask you this. Would peak DeAndre Hopkins, would he be a top five wide receiver in today's NFL?
Yes.
The best version of it.
Yes.
He's better than Tyreek Hill?
No. Best version of Tyreek Hill? No.
No. Is he better than Jefferson?
No.
I mean, we can go whoever you consider top five.
Okay, keep going. I mean, I think he falls in at 3 to 5. I'm looking at his best seasons. I mean, in 2015, he had 1,500 yards. He had 1,500 yards in 2018. He had 1,400 yards in 2020. Like, he has really impressive resume. So who do you think the third best receiver in the league is? AJ Brown? I mean, just name the guy. And I think you now say, Hopkins at his best is probably just as good, if not better, than that guy. So yeah, if he falls
He had two of those years, though. D-Hop had three. He had three of those years. He had three of those years in Houston. He had three monster seasons in Houston.
And then he had a 1,300 and then two more 1,100.
Yeah, he had three monster years.
But yeah, he had three super seasons. Now, if you want to knock him for the Hall of Fame because of targets, I don't have a comeback for that because he was target god down in Houston.
He was getting a bunch of targets.
He got 200 one year.
One year, he got thrown the ball 192 times. You guys keep telling me how he played with all these bad quarterbacks. I'm sorry. If you threw the ball 192 times to any of these guys, you know what they would have put up? Numbers. 192 times in 16 games is crazy. He was getting 12 targets a game back in the day. Of course he was putting up numbers. Obviously he was. He had a stretch here where every year he was getting 150 targets. No surprise he was really good during that time frame. And I like D-Hop. I don't want anybody to confuse this that I'm not saying D-Hop is good. I just don't know if I consider DeAndre Hopkins to be an all-time wide receiver. I think he is a very good wide receiver. And I think what has happened now with the explosion of the passing game is anybody who was good for a decent amount of time, we now put him in the Hall of Fame. That's what we do now at wide receiver. If you were decent for an okay stretch of time, you're now a Hall of Famer. And I'm just wondering if we're going to do this in 8 years. We're going to argue that A.J. Brown was a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
Let me ask you this, because the text line brings up a great question. Is Odell Beckham in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Okay. They're on the same page there.
Okay, I'm saying we're arguing Odell Beckham now?
Because Hopkins was light years better than Beckham.
I don't know if the best version of D-Hop was better than the best version of Odell Beckham, but best version of Odell Beckham was a very, very short period of time.
It's a fleeting memory.
Yeah, that was a very short period of time.
That was an idea. That wasn't a thing.
Someone on the text line says, C-Dot, targets don't mean anything. If Kansas City got Sky Moore 200 targets, he'd have 30 catches. All right, that's, you know what, I can't dispute that. I can't dispute it. That's a good one. That's a really good one. All right, I just wanted to have this conversation with you guys about wide receiver and where you guys think D-Hop. So you think D-Hop is in?
I think D-Hop's in already. I think he's locked.
You think he's already in the Hall of Fame?
I think he's in the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
We can ask Nate Taylor, who will probably one day get a vote, and he's on my side with Mike Evans. We can ask him on Friday. I'm sure he has
him in
the Hall of Fame.
If he's voting for DeAndre Hopkins, they should take his vote away.
I don't know if he has a vote now, but he should get one.
Do you think that D-Hop was better than Torrey Holt was?
Six, very close. 6-1 and half dozen the other.
Okay, I'm just asking. Because Torrey Holt still has not gotten in.
I think Torrey Holt will eventually get in.
And Torrey Holt was on the all-decade team in the 2000s, still did not get in.
I also think...
Which I don't know how he's...
I don't know
really
why Holt's not in already.
Can I can I read to you really quickly who the 2000s all-decade team
Please.
Was and how ridiculous it was that Torrey Holt was not in there? It was Marvin Harrison, Randy Moss, T.O., and Torrey Holt, and he's still not in the Hall of Fame. I'm saying it's been difficult for Torrey Holt, five-time finalist. Torrey Holt has to fight to get in. Now D-Hop's already in when Torrey Holt had to fight to get in? No.
I don't think he's first ballot, but he's in. He will eventually get in. Torrey Holt is in. He will eventually
the Hall
be
of Fame,
in.
The Hall of Fame made Antonio Gates wait. He had to wait. D-Hop's already in?
I don't think he's first ballot, but I think like if he retired tomorrow, he eventually gets a gold jacket.
Text line 913-586-7965. Let me know what you think.
When did you become such a curmudgeon about the Hall? You ain't letting anyone anymore.
I can tell you exactly when it was. After the Super Bowl, we started arguing if Matthew Stafford was a Hall of Famer. That's when I was out. That's when I realized that I've been living a lie. Because I was arguing Phillip Rivers for the longest time. You remember, I was like, Phillip Rivers should be in. He should be in. No, Phillip Rivers should not be in the Hall of Fame. If you're telling me that putting Phillip Rivers in means we got to put in Matthew Stafford, then no. That's the day my opinion changed. I turned on First Take and they were arguing, is Matthew Stafford a Hall of Famer? Like, wait, we've been watching Matthew Stafford for 12 years. We've never thought this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.